Okay, these are very, very special days. Very difficult days, but very special days. And there's a lot we need to talk about to prepare for Tisha B'Av, although we're still hoping and dreaming that we're not going to have to commemorate Tisha B'Av. We'll be dancing and rejoicing with B'yas Mashiach. There was a big tzaddik, the Imri Noam. The Imri Noam was the grandson of Rav Naftali Rupshitzer. I'll tell you a side story for a moment about Rav Naftali Rupshitzer. Rav Naftali Rupshitzer, and the Emet says, even though we're not going to talk about this topic right now, very much connects to these days. Rav Naftali Rupshitzer, when he was 3 years old, he was learning how to read, learning Kriya, like we all did once upon a time, from his Rebbe. And his Rebbe was teaching him all the vowels and all the letters. And he also taught him never to say Hashem's name in vain. We're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. If it's in a pasuk, we can say Hashem's name. But if it's not in a pasuk, we're not allowed to say Hashem's name. Losisa, Hashem El Kefta Lashav, it's one of the Saras and Dibros. And one day, Rav Naftali comes to learn with his Malame, to learn with his Rebbe, and he reads the Pasuk, we'll take a simple one, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lamar. And at the end of the Pasuk, he says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lamar, and he blurts out Hashem's name. He says Hashem, but he says the name for real, the way we're not allowed to say it by itself. And his Rebbe says to Naftali, Naftali, I already told you, we're not allowed to say Hashem's name by itself. He says, Rebbe, what do you mean? You taught me, when you see two little yuds, one next to another, that's Hashem's name. That's when you're allowed to say Hashem's name in the Pasuk. He got to the end of the Pasuk, what happened to the Ein Chumash at the end of the Pasuk? There's two little dots. He got confused and he thought the two little dots looked like two little yuds. And he said Hashem's name. That's what he told his Rebbe. Listen to what his Rebbe said back. It's a lesson for life. His Rebbe said, you know, two little yuds are like yidin. A yud and yid sound the same, right? A yud and yid. When you have two yidin, one next to another, one yud next to another, one yid next to another, that's when you have Hashem's name. But when you have one yid on top of another, then Hashem is never present. Hashem wants to be connected to us when we're nice to each other, when we're connected, when we're next to each other. But one yid, one Jew, one yid is on top of another, putting another one down, Hashem never wants to be present. So when we have two yids next to each other, we can say that's Hashem's name. At the end of the pasuk, how are the two little dots that look like two little yuds? It's one on top of another. That's never Hashem's name. Big lesson just to pay another l'chaveiro. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. Naftali Rupshitzer had a grandson, the Imri Noam, Rav Meir Horowitz. And the Imri Noam taught a beautiful idea. A very beautiful idea which we have to understand. He said, these 22 days that we are in the middle of, the 22 days from Shiva to Ratamas until and including Tisha B'Av, correspond to the 22 days from Rosh Hashanah until the end of those Yom Tovim, Shmini Atzeres. You take the days from Rosh Hashanah, and then you have Atzeres, you make Tshuva, and you have Yom Kippur, and then you have Sukkot, and then Shmini Atzeres, which also we celebrate Simchas Torah. In our Yisrael, it's all the same day, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. It's exactly 22 days. Those 22 days correspond to these 22 days. That's what the Imri Noam taught us. But it's very hard to understand. It's very, very difficult to understand. Those 22 days are 22 days of Yom Tov, of Simcha. These are 22 days of Avelus, of sorrow, of sadness, of difficulty. How could it be the same 22 days?
So obviously he's teaching us a very special lesson. A special lesson that all of our avodah life, all that we're trying to do is always to get close to Hashem. And we can get close to Hashem through rejoicing in the best of times. We could also build a closer connection to Hashem in difficult times. And during these days, we're not just meant to be sad and have sadness and mourn. It's supposed to inspire us to build a closer relationship with Hashem. And just like Yom Tov helped us get closer to Hashem, so too these days can help us get closer to Hashem. They're one in the same. And I know here in camp sometimes that's difficult to really feel these days. It's difficult for anyone to feel these days. But especially in camp, because we're having a good time as well. And we're going to be, I don't know, basically playing bubble soccer today. And we're going to have different activities. But then we're also getting together now and trying to connect to these days. But that's important lesson within itself. Because us as Yidden, us as Jews, the Baal Tanya taught us, spoke about this once before, we always have to have two hearts. Well, there's a heart that understands the pain and suffering of what it is that we've gone through for generations, with a heart that's always full of joy and simcha, that I'm close to Hashem and Hashem is watching over me. And it's okay to live with both of those simultaneously. And it's okay to be deep in tefillah one moment and talking to Hashem of what we need, and then moments later having a good time with my friends. Those don't contradict each other. They're both real and they're both who we are. And we have to believe that and understand that. But let's get back to the discussion of the Imrei Noam. Because it's true, we could understand that both days of joy and days of sorrow build a closer relation with Hashem. But if the days between Rosh Hashanah and Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, correspond to these days, you know what that means? What's the last day of these 22 days? What's the last day?
Tisha B'Av.
Tisha B'Av, right? The saddest of days. The day when we sit on the floor and commemorate the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash two times and all the tragedies of all our history. That day corresponds to Simchas Torah. That day corresponds to Shemini Atzeres. Most joyful days, the epitome of joy, connected to the epitome of sorrow. How could that be? That sounds crazy. Like, really? Really? Anyone in their right mind, when they're sitting on the floor this Matzei Shabbos, listening to Eicha, is going to be thinking about dancing with the Torah? Of course not. What's the connection? What's the deep connection? So listen to Shabbos. Shemini Atzeres. What is that yontem of Shemini Atzeres in the Torah? So there's a beautiful chazal. Shemini Atzeres is the end of all the beautiful Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. It'll be very early this year, right? What camp ends? We're going to get into those Yom Tov. We're going to hardly have any time from school before we get into those beautiful Yom Tov. And at the end of all the Yom Tov, at the end of Sukkot, chazal say, we have such a beautiful relationship with Hashem. We had so many beautiful Yom Tovim. Kasha Alef Yasta. Hashem says, I don't want to separate from you. I don't want to be disconnected. I want it to be like this always. I want to stay connected to you always. So Hashem says, stay one more day. Have one more holiday. One more day where we can be together. Shemini Atzeres represents that final day where we're spending time with Hashem before we depart. Not Chas V'Shalom really depart, but before we depart from this special time and these special Yom Tovim. And that's the Yontem of Shemini Atzeres, and we rejoice in those beautiful ways because we feel that closeness and we know that we're about to leave. You know, what is it? Imagine you have children, a daughter gets married, and that daughter, after getting married, moves up. She grew up in New York, and she got married to a guy from L.A. And the guy's business is in L.A., and she moves to L.A. And she doesn't get to see her family too often. And she comes back, Yom Tov time, she hasn't seen her family in 5 months, and she spends a week with her parents. And at the end of that week, we know it's the inevitable, she has to go back to L.A.,
But there's an embrace, there's a hug, there's a feeling of love. The feeling is so strong because the parents and the daughter, they don't want to leave each other. At the end of all the Yom Tovim, that's Shmini Atzeres. We spent all these days together with Hashem, we don't want to leave. So now we can understand as well, what was Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av was a day when Hashem had his Beis HaMikdash amongst us. And that represented the Shechina, Hashem, living amongst us. And now Hashem, sadly, because of our chatayim, decided it's best for us that he has to leave. He has to give us a little bit of a patch and remind us that we're not living up to where we're supposed to be. So he has to leave. But at that moment when he's leaving, can we imagine what the feeling was between us and Hashem? The moment that he's leaving, yes, he's leaving, and it was sad, but it was so emotional, and we felt the closeness so strongly that we didn't appreciate maybe the entire time he was here with us. We appreciated it in a different way. It was so strong, which is the same feeling of Shmini Atzeres. It's one and the same. You know how it is? You girls are together in camp. I don't know if any of you or some of you maybe are leaving next week after the end of the first month, or if you're staying the whole entire summer, Beth Hashem, all the beautiful, another 4 weeks together. But you remember in past years, I don't want to make anyone cry right now, but I remember how I was in camp, all the years I was in camp. You have this amazing summer, and you build these really special relationships with girls that are different relationships than all year long, because all year long in school, you have great friends, and you have a good time, but you're not living with them. You're not spending 24/7 together. And you're not bonding in the same way that you have the opportunity here at camp to bond in such a special way. But all summer long, you have this great time, but you don't really think about it much. You don't really necessarily appreciate it, because it's just the norm, it's just what's going on. And then that last night of camp, it's like the tears are just flowing. The tears are just flowing. And they're tears, maybe you can call them tears of sadness, but they're more tears of just emotion. It doesn't mean you're not going to be close to each other, but you recognize and appreciate deeply the relationship that you have. And you don't want to leave. You don't want to depart. You don't want to leave the connection to the camp, the connection to each other. There's a very, very strong emotional pull, an emotional feeling. That's the feeling of Shmini Atzeres, but that's exactly the feeling of Tisha B'Av. In fact, it's a Gemara, and it's a crazy Gemara, because it's completely against a different Gemara. There's a Gemara that talks about the angels, the Kruvim, the angelic figures on top of the Aron. And the Gemara says that they were miraculous, and they basically modeled the relationship between us and Hashem. And when Bnei Yisrael, we were doing everything we're supposed to be doing, the Kruvim were looking at each other, maybe even smiling in a sense, representing Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. And when we weren't doing what we're supposed to be doing, you know what the Kruvim were doing? The Gemara says they were back to back. They turned their backs on each other. As Hashem and us were not close because we weren't living up to our part of the relationship. So what would you think those Kruvim, if they represent, the Kruvim represent the relationship between us and Hashem, what do you think they would be doing at the moment of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? You think they'd literally like jump off to different ends of the room? Like there couldn't be more of a distance between us and Hashem at that moment. Hashem saying, we're doing the worst of worst. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says at the moment of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, at that very moment, the Kruvim, the angelic figures, were embracing. They were hugging. They were the closest they ever were. Now we understand. Because Hashem was needing in that moment to depart, to walk away. But that was really an emotional moment. And Hashem wanted us to know, I love you, I care about you. I don't want to leave you. I have to leave you. For your own good. so you could live up to who you're supposed to be. So you look in the mirror and realize, I'm not keeping my end of the bargain. It takes two to tango. Relationships don't go one way. We weren't living up to our side of the relationship. Hashem had to leave. But it hurt. And He wanted us to know, I love you. And at that very moment, we and Him felt that love more than any other time. Because that's the moment we appreciated it. That's the moment He appreciated it. That's the moment of depart, where the love was felt most. At that moment on Tisha B'Av. In other words, the moment of Tisha B'Av is in a certain sense the closest we could be to Hashem. The most love, similar to Shmini Atzeres, when the one day a year we dance with the Torahs. We dance with the Torahs. We literally take what we have of Hashem and we dance with Him. So to a Tisha B'Av, that same closeness that we can feel. You know, every single year, I have a certain privilege, it's a bittersweet moment, yearly, as the Mashkiach and 12th grade Rebbe in the year, as I go at the end of the summer, and often like five nights in a row, I go to Kennedy Airport. Now, unfortunately, I don't get on any flights, even though I'd like to, and each night I want to jump on the flight. But there are flights that are leaving Eretz Yisrael. My talmidim, my students, we're going to learn in Eretz Yisrael in Yeshiva for the year. We're going to learn, spend the year with Hashem in the holiest of places. And I go to share a few last words of bracha, to give a hug. And it's hard, because these are guys that I just spent an entire year with, or 4 years with in some ways, and built a very deep relationship with. And of course, we'll be connected and we can talk, but it's a different relationship and it's from a distance. But I'm so excited for them because I know how special that year is, that time is. But I'll tell you, every single time it's the same scene. And you see mothers and fathers at the airport hugging their sons, not wanting to let go. And tears streaming down a mother's cheeks. Now that same son, and you girls all know how teenage boys could be, specifically seniors, maybe some of you have older brothers. It's not necessarily that relationship, and I'm sure teenage girls similarly, it's not always the easiest of relationships. There's often a lot of fighting in the house. We feel as teenagers a sense of wanting independence, and we want to do things our way, and we want to not have bedtimes, and not have curfews, and take the car whenever we want, and live life the way we'd like to, and our parents have different ideas. And our parents have rules, and our parents... And there's often a lot of fighting that goes on. And the same parents that maybe for the past year or 2 years, nightly or weekly, were fighting with their son, that same mother is hugging her son, crying, not wanting to let go. Mom is not wanting to let go. Because in that moment, it doesn't matter what was until now. When we're going to let go and we're going to depart, there's a recognition and understanding and appreciation of how deeply the love really is. How close the relationship really, really is. How much I want to be connected to this person. How this is my blood, this is my life. I don't want to leave. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to be 6,000 miles away. So that love is so close, and so dear. And that's the feeling that we're supposed to have these days. Yes, these are sad days. And yes, these are days of mourning. And yes, Tisha B'Av is a day to cry. But the goal should be to realize, if I'm crying, it means, and I'm feeling that, it means I'm so close really to Hashem. And I love Hashem, and I want to be reunited with Hashem. And I'm going to do whatever I could to be reunited with Hashem. In the deepest of ways. Because I know Hashem loves me deeply, and Hashem was hugging me when He destroyed the basic English. He was hugging me when He destroyed it. And we should feel that, and we should understand that.
But I'll tell you something. I think there's even a deeper moment, you know, of love in life. So we're describing here and explaining how that moment of departation, that moment when two people who deeply love each other leave each other, there's that deep feeling and understanding of what really that closeness is and what really that love is at the end of camp, as is when a child leaves for a year, as was in the Beis HaMikdash at the moment of destruction, as is every year on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres. But I think there's even a deeper moment of love. Even deeper than that. But let me describe it. You girls all heard of and know of, even though it was a little bit before your time, September 11th, 2001. September 11th, 2001, as you know, was the day that the Twin Towers were destroyed by terrorists. About 3,000 individuals in America perished on that day. A very, very sad, difficult day. Those of us who were alive will never forget what that day was like. The sadness of that day and the difficulties of that day. And what went on after that day, for not just days or weeks, but literally months, which was so sad and so difficult to see, were that loved ones were still searching for their loved ones. Meaning when you have two buildings such as the Twin Towers come crumbling down, many of the people that were killed or injured terribly, some of the people that were killed, there were no body parts or nothing to be left of. Sadly, there was nothing to be buried. And therefore, loved ones, there was no closure in a sense, right? They didn't even know. They always had, for weeks and months, hope that maybe, their brother, their sister, their wife, their mother, was somewhere in a hospital bed, maybe because they were in a comatose state, or maybe, who knows? Or maybe they were knocked unconscious and they're up, but forgot their past, or there's all different types of possibilities, and people had, if they didn't know, they had some hope and were searching for the days and weeks and even months after the Twin Towers were destroyed. If we put ourselves in that moment and feel, imagine how emotional that must have been and how difficult that must have been. But imagine this. Imagine you, a person, I don't want to say you, we don't want, a person had a sister that was in the Twin Towers and finds out that morning, I believe it was a Tuesday morning, about the terrorist attack. And mamish, this trepidation and sadness and scared them. There's no way to describe what the feelings were. And they don't hear of their sister and they're trying to find out, and one day goes by, 2 days go by, and they hear nothing. No bad news, no good news. They have no idea where their sister is. And a week later, imagine this. A week later, they get a phone call from one of the local hospitals. Are you so-and-so? Yes. Is your sister so-and-so? Yes, she is. Please come right away. She's 100% fine. She was knocked out in the building, but she woke up. We've run tests. She's 100% fine. There's no lasting ramifications. She's great. Please come pick her up. Imagine that moment when you get to the hospital and you hug your sister and you cry with your sister. Imagine the moment to be reunited. Imagine that moment of love. Imagine that moment of appreciation. Imagine that moment of simcha and of closeness. That love, the love of being reunited, reunification, that love, I'm going to suggest, is even deeper than the embrace of departation, than the embrace and the hug and the love that we feel when we leave. So these days are days that each and every one of us should be feeling and understanding ultimately how much Hashem loves us, and try to feel that embrace that was going on. Try to feel that closeness of Hashem during these very special days, and realize how much Hashem loves us, and all He wants is that we should have that relationship with Him that He has with us, and yearn for and hope for that if we feel that relationship, when we feel that love, when we feel this closeness to Hashem, we'll be united. And we can't even understand how we're going to feel when we embrace Hashem again with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, with Heru B'Yameinu. And we have a wonderful rest of the day. We have Hashem. We have a simple celebration of Hashem.